You're listening to Happy Hour with Joby and Curtis.
All right, it's Happy Hour again. Curtis, how you doing?
I'm super. Thanks for asking. And how are you?
I am just about recovered from the weekend.
Even though
it's about to be the weekend again.
It's just in time for the weekend.
Well, right. I guess I'm just recovered from the... And the reason is because the California Beer Festival... Swooped through town, I guess.
The Ventura Beer Week. Ventura County Beer Week was in full swing.
Yeah, so it was a week for us. We celebrated all week here at the restaurant, and I could feel it. Because we had our brewery show last week. That was part of Ventura Beer Week.
That's right. That kicked it off.
that kicked off your Beer Week weekend. That was our third day of events, but that was your kickoff to the weekend.
Yeah, I had been laying low. Smart. And I'm glad I did, because I could only put together three good days that week.
Now, we both went on Saturday. You were judging. You were on the judges panel.
I was one of the judges.
And yeah. we're a little hazy on who exactly won, so that's okay. We don't have to really say it because we don't know. But you got to try. How many beers did you judge?
Okay, so we were threatened with 50.
Okay.
And then Tammy... Our coordinator, the judging coordinator, she actually did us a really big favor, and she cut out 10 of them. Now, these 10 were...
How did they pick which 10 to cut out?
They were macro brews that were there.
Oh, okay.
And so we didn't...
And some of the ones that were like, we can say them, Shock Top.
Right, we didn't.
Like
so we didn't try the Shock Tops, the Blue Moons, the Stellas, And there was even Coors Light there. And then there was a Shandy, and there were some other things. And there's...
Lighting Kugels.
Yeah, so that's not... beer. Okay. When you start, it's a beer cocktail, you know, there's lemonade in it, whatever it is.
Yeah, right. It definitely shouldn't be judged.
No.
It should be judged. It shouldn't be professionally judged.
She brought the pitcher over and said, if you need a palate cleanser, here you go. And I held it up. And I'm like, what is in this thing? But
and kind of in keeping with the festival, I mean, there were definitely lines at some of the macros.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I think it was a really fun day. I mean, we had a great time, and we were talking off the air kind of about getting the behind the gate experience, which is always fun, being behind the table and just kind of seeing everybody out there. And it's like,
I would suggest to anyone if they know somebody who's doing it, if they can volunteer to work behind the gates at something like this, do it, because it's a lot of fun. And
it is a lot of fun. It's work, but it's fun.
Right. And you know, especially for me, my work was 3 hours, I think, of beer judging, 40 different beers. But then afterwards, I got to walk around. And since you were running one of the booths, then I didn't have to walk too far. And I just kind of got in behind the scenes. And then I didn't have to deal with any crowds or pushing or whatever, you know. Because by that time, people had plenty to drink.
Yeah, I think people had plenty to drink around. It seemed earlier this year, we were trying to figure out, it was probably like 2:30 or 3, we're like, wow, these people, they're going pretty good. So it was good. It was fun when people come up to you. And so Eric was there, and it was his first time. I don't know if it's his first time at a beer festival, but it was definitely his first time being behind the scenes. And he was just getting bombarded with people, and he was pouring. And then by the end of the day, people are just like, let me get your strongest beer. Let me get your lightest beer. At that point, you just kind of stop explaining what you're pouring, which is fine, because then we get to have fun.
Right. Yeah, and I've heard that before, too. Well, yeah, and doing beer blends, all that kind of fun stuff.
Beer blends were fun. And
well, before the judging had even started, so this was in like around 12 or so, right out in front of us, probably 20, 30 feet out in front of us, this woman just... curled all over the place. And this was even before the VIP opened. So this would have been even earlier than that. This would have been like 11:30. And so she sat up because the people came and were like, are you okay? Okay. And she's like, I haven't even been drinking. I've just been sitting out in the sun and everything. And so then they took her to the first aid tent. I'm like, this is like the worst of the worst situations. One, you haven't been drinking. Two, you threw up. Three, you have heat exhaustion.
Right.
And four, you should not be drinking this afternoon.
Right. Your beer festival is over.
Right. You have just blown your, whatever it was, the VIP tickets, you know, the $70 or whatever it was to get in early.
And I will tell everybody, like, definitely if you can, or like you said, if you know somebody, you can get the VIP experience. But if you can buy it, definitely pay for it. That hour is really nice. I mean, you're getting intimate with everybody. You're trying whatever you want. And most likely you're trying something that's going to run out before the end of the day, you know. And let's face it, there's always a secret stash of something. And so mm-hmm. when it's really busy, they may not be able to get that secret stash for you. So when that nice hour right there, there were probably only a couple hundred people in there. It was mm-hmm. nothing.
Yeah, it was empty.
For that big footprint they had. So if you can get the VIP thing, get it. And if you can volunteer, definitely volunteer.
Well, and then on top of that, too, I mean, they've got this special keg that's coming out. But a lot of them will just outright tell you that they're going to tap this 5-gallon keg at the VIP time.
Right.
And if you're there, then great. And, you know, knowing that it's going to be long gone before the masses start rolling through the gates.
So, and waking up that day and looking at the sky going, oh, man, it's foggy, which is normal. But the skies parted, and it was a beautiful day out there. So it was fun. And the nighttime, I wasn't on Main Street. I came straight back over here. But you guys did, too, and kind of you guys exited real fast, which was smart.
Right.
But I can only imagine what Main Street was like that night.
After I left here, I got stuck behind a couple people over here as I was walking to the parking garage to go get my car. And the guy in front of me was having a conversation with his girlfriend, and I hear her say, I just want to go home. And he goes, nah, I want Oysters. I just want to go home. No, damn it, I said I want Oysters. And I'm like, oh, no.
Listen up, buddy, you can't even pronounce them, so you're not having it.
I know. Where the hell are you from that you're saying Oyster? Come on.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's one of those nights where it's like basically, you know, 3,000 or 4,000 people get unleashed into Ventura. So it's fun. We had a good time that night. Our staff did. Everybody did. But only a couple people that were just a little too intoxicated to come in.
It was pretty jammed when we came in.
Yeah, which means that people came right when they did last call, because 4:30 was last call over there. So it must have been, oh, we can't drink anymore. Let's get out of here.
Well, that, and I mean, and then we were over there for maybe another hour before we got back here, too.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, just tear down and everything else by the time we got back. But there's plenty of beer festivals all over, and especially here, it's beer fest season. We've had this one coming up, or that we just had.
Yeah. Moore Park
Beer Festival. That's another local one. But for you, Great American Beer Festival.
Yeah. Still on the fence.
Still on the fence with that one. Go do it and have fun. But it's the festival time, and so they're
it is
all
the festival
over.
Time.
You know, so
it's nice to have one so close though.
It is.
Basically walking distance for us.
Right. Well, and then I get a ride home, so it's all good for me. I mean, it could have been 30 or 40 miles away, I guess, but
yeah, right.
At least it's my normal Ventura commute. Whenever I'm in Ventura, it seems like I'm drinking. I don't know what's with that.
Ventura is all about drinking, in case you haven't noticed it. It's one of the pastimes, national citywide pastimes. But you know, the Ventura Beer Week, I think that was cool. It was our first year official Ventura Beer Week. And that kind of, you know, it ended with the beer festival. And then there was the barbecue thing on Sunday. And then Sunday, first day of Oktoberfest. So you go, you have to keep going. You go right from the beer festival, right from Ventura Beer Week to Oktoberfest, which is 2 weeks. The last week of September and the first week of October. And that's kind of the basis of our theme tonight.
Well, I'm glad that you said something, because I'd totally forgotten what it is. Here I'm drinking my Trumer Pils, which is a Pilsner. So you're talking to German. You've got the Firestone.
The Oktoberfest.
Which is just freaking incredible.
It is. It's awesome. And we were looking up some stuff about it, but maybe we'll take a quick break and then come back in for some.
Sure. Yeah. You know,
we've got our Sam Adams beer. We've got our pretzel.
We've got a whole line of German words that sound really, really dirty.
Well, let's see. We can't even pronounce half of these.
We'll see. We'll have to. We'll go through and find some. But I love the literal translations on German words, because they'll put 3-4 different words together.
Right.
And so when you, so for me, what was it? It was a couch, not a couch potato. It was a bar. It like literally was bar potato.
Oh, right.
Like that's all I do, is I just sit around and I'm a bar potato.
All right. So we'll be right back after the break.
Sounds
happy
good.
Hour, Joby and Curtis.
All right.